Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Redskins, Broncos, Texans, Jags, Pats, Eagles, Redskins, a lot of teams right now, six teams on bye. So be prepared for that. And we'll try to prepare you as much as possible. Like I said, I will text, I'll take all your texts tonight, 56022. So that's good stuff. Derek Carr was one of the nose candy picks from last week. Matt Stafford, 406 yards and three touchdowns. Pretty good fill-in, and that's the kind of week you need. That's some good stuff right there. If you started Matt Stafford last week, either you got him off the waiver wire or you actually had him on your team, that was one hell of a pickup. Philip Lindsay, 92 yards and a touchdown as well. Nose gave you that. Marvin Jones Jr., if you had Stafford, it would have been a nice little double up with Marvin Jones Jr. Eight catches, 126 yards and a touchdown. Manuel Sanders, Manny Sanders, seven catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. That was a really good one. Then the nose pick of the week last week, if anyone remembers that, it was Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry only had 99 yards rushing, which is, you know, not great, not terrible. It's right there. It's good. But he got in the end zone twice, so that helps a lot. 99 yards, total yards, and two touchdowns. That's a pretty big week from the nose pick of the week. We'll call that some nose candy as well. 56022 is the text line. If you want to get in, it is the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. So we'll take your text for the rest of the show here as well. Like I said, nose pick of the week coming up at the end. Now, with nose candy, there are nose bleeds. So these are a couple of them that happened. He liked the nose, like both Lindsay and Freeman, but only Lindsay performed. Freeman was bust city. His exact words on the notes. Bust city last week. Philip Lindsay had a good one, though. But if you started Freeman also, or got Freeman instead of Lindsay, you did get that. And he loved Sam Darnold against the Finns offense. So did I, by the way. Adam Gase coming to town. Gave him a little bit more, maybe, credit than he should have gotten. With that offense with Sam Darnold, probably seeing ghosts again.
In all honesty, though, Sam Darnold was kind of robbed on that touchdown at the end of the half.
Right. No, okay. That's fine. And you know what? That's great. But if you started him, you don't.
No, you're out of gas.
Right. It stinks. It stinks because, nose brings it up all the time. Garbage touchdowns, end of the game, end of the half. Maybe a guy that, like this week, Ballage is going to start for the Dolphins. You have no idea what to expect from Ballage or whatever backups are going to be there. And Ballage, the last couple weeks, even with Drake on the team, even with a Mark Walton that wasn't suspended, was kind of the goal line guy. Not even close. So if you started him just looking for garbage points, you didn't get any of that stuff. So it stinks. So the garbage touchdown at the end of the half, or one taken away at the end of the game or the end of the half, it stinks. But that's fantasy football in a nutshell for you right there. It really is. If you live and die by fantasy football, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's why Chris Berman would say, that's why they play the game.
That's exactly right. So that kind of stuff is going to happen. 56022 is the text line. Like I said, Chargers and Raiders tonight, 8:20 kickoff for Thursday night football. You got a couple quarterbacks in there, Carr and Rivers. I'm sure a lot of people have to start them. I can't believe the bye this week with Broncos, Texans, Jags, Pats, Eagles, Redskins. It's a lot of fantasy guys that are not going to be playing this week for your team, so there's going to be a lot of waiver wire stuff and still time to pick up guys before the week starts. But tonight's a pretty good matchup, Chargers and Raiders. That's not bad. I don't know how the game's going to end up coming out, but beforehand, fantasy football-wise, that's a nice one to look at. You got Ravens-Bengals this week. You got Bills-Browns this week. Lions-Bears. Giants and Jets. Good God. Unless you're a fan of either one of those teams, that's a bad one. Chiefs-Titans. Cardinals and Bucks. Interesting game there. A lot of fantasy football stuff going on there. We're going to get into that, too. David Johnson also is going to play this week from reports. So we'll see how that is. Falcons and Saints, looks like Kamara's going to play too. So that's going to be a nice one. If the Falcons can get off the schneid here, they got one win. Dolphins-Colts, like I said, was flexed to 405, which is interesting, or moved to 405. Rams-Steelers, that's another 4 o'clock game on Sunday. Panthers-Packers, that's probably the game of the day. Unless you think the Browns-Bills are. I don't know. But Panthers-Packers, 425. Sunday Night Football, Minnesota-Cowboys, that looks like it's going to be a pretty good game. And then Monday Night Football, probably the game of the week. With Seattle, and the 49ers. That's a pretty good game there. So there's your schedule for this week. Like I said, bye weeks this week. The Broncos, the Texans, the Jags, the Pats, the Eagles, and the Redskins. 56022 is the text line, so we'll get to a couple of your text messages as well. I want to get to as many as I can during the show here today. We have a couple coming in so far. Let's see. Let's start off. We have a tight end question to start off. Why not? Let's see. My tight end is on a bye this week. My choices are Gesicki, Witten, or Graham. Ooh. Gesicki, Witten, or Graham. I think you might go with Gesicki this week. He got a lot of touches last week. Looks like, at this point, that he's part of this offense. I mean, it's going to be a fun week for him, I think. Fun rest of the season for Mike Gesicki. So hopefully that works out nice for him there. Yeah, it looks like Ryan Fitzpatrick likes getting him the ball. Devontae Parker, too. Scary, too. I'm not going to get into a full sports segment here, but that's exactly what happens here when you bring all this stuff up. Another one that comes in, hey, I need some fantasy football advice. I need to start two wide receivers, Julio Jones, Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Williams, or Gallup. I'm going to go with Julio Jones definitely as your first one there. That's not even a question, I think. Let me see what other matchups we have here and what the notes from the nose says here. Julio's definitely, it looks like Julio's 5 on the noses list this week. Who else did I say here? Emmanuel Sanders, Mike Williams. Manny Sanders. I think if you're going to start two here, it looks like through the notes, it's going to be Manny Sanders and Julio Jones. Mike Williams and Mike Gallup are on his list also, but a little farther down. So there you go for that question, too. Someone texted in, speaking of noses, I'm congested every night. Yeah, me too. I kind of wake up like that also. That's an interesting one there. I don't know what that is. It could be something with your house, the AC. I don't know. A little private question that comes in there, but I do kind of like those. Pick for running back, David Johnson, Damian Williams, or Ty Williams from Detroit. The David Johnson thing is just a weird one, by the way, because I have no idea what his touches are going to be. It looks like on the nose list, he's about 14. Let's see who else or where else he's got Damian Williams or Ty Williams on there. It looks like going by this that you're going to start. The nose wants you to start David Johnson this week. It's a really interesting one. I have no idea what to do with David Johnson this week. I don't know if he's at 100% or not. When he is, he's obviously a top 10 or top 5 sometimes running back in this league. When he's not and he's injured, bad.
But is he really, Zach? I mean, let's think about it. David Johnson had that one season 2 years ago, and he's been oft injured, oft used.
Right.
So can you really trust him? I would think Kenyon Drake's the guy there at this point.
He's hard to trust. He's definitely hard to trust. No, it was David Johnson, Damian Williams, or Ty Williams. So in those three running backs right there, I think you'd go with David Johnson. Damian Williams not too far down the list from David Johnson there. But I just think David Johnson, when he's out on the field, he catches the ball a lot. If you're in a PPR or half PPR league, he's going to get you some extra points. I don't know. David Johnson's probably a good pick there. And according to Nose's list, that's who you're going to go with there. Another texter said, why is Zach on now? Can't stand this guy. Sorry, sir. I'm going to be on for the next hour. And I'm also on tomorrow morning from 6 to 10. So I'm assuming at that point we won't be getting your listenership. I apologize for that. I don't know if it's my voice or if you just don't like me.
I love it when people text you how you're like this like mean, horrible guy.
Right, I'm terrible.
And you're like the nicest dude. You're like one of the nicest dudes here, like by far.
No, but I'm terrible. I'm just such a bad dude.
It's the worst.
Oh, look at me, bad dude.
Bad Zach.
Right. 56022 is the text line to get in here. Another one that comes in says, start Juju or Christian Kirk. Juju, this season for the nose, he loves Juju. And the problem with that is the fact that he's just got, you know, backups to backups to backups throwing him the ball all year long. He also has had a little bit of affinity with Christian Kirk. I actually do think that this week he might have Kirk over Juju. Christian Kirk is going to get the ball. He does. He's got Christian Kirk over Juju. So I, according to the nose, you would start Christian Kirk over Juju this week. 56022 is the text line. A lot of texts coming in here. We're going to get to all of them, by the way. Like I said, nose pick of the week is going to be at the end of the show today. So stick around for that. Barmer, what's going on after us tonight? Is it hockey tonight?
We have Florida Panthers hockey. The Washington Capitals are in town.
Right.
Take
Ovechkin's
on the Florida Panthers.
Right. So there's a lot of local sports on tonight. I know our sister station's got the Heat on later. We have Panthers on. It's a big sports night here. Without Thursday night football in the mix, too, you got hockey and you got basketball tonight locally. So that's good stuff as well. 56022 is the text line. We're always interactive, by the way, on the show. You do not hear Nose's voice tonight. Nose is on his way to Israel for a fantasy football summit. Can't even make that up. That's how much he takes this to heart. that he was almost missed his flight so we can get him for the show tonight. I told him it was an hour show tonight because of Panthers hockey, to take some time, go enjoy the flight.
Well, you know, he's got to make the pilgrimage, man. He's going to the pilgrimage to the homeland.
He is going to the homeland. That's it. So that's going to be good. And the matchups of this week, I just got a text message from my brother, and I said that one of the most intriguing games this week could be that Cardinals-Bucks game, because nobody plays defense on those two teams, and that could be a high-scoring game. But then again, I trust Jameis all the time, and what does Jameis do? He's got one good week, and then he disappoints me the next. Kyler Murray, though, even in bad games where they lose, puts up some pretty good points. So you do have that Kyler Murray thing going there also. That's a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. 56022 is the text line. We'll take our first break of the show here. Like I said, nose pick of the week. I have it in front of me. I do not want to tease you and tell you who it's going to be, so you have to wait till the end of the show, including the guy that can't stand me on the text line. If you want the nose pick of the week, you got to wait about 40 more minutes for that. The Bombers on the other side of the glass. I am Zach Krantz. This is the Tropical Chevrolet Zach in the Nose Fantasy Football Show. We're back right after this.
You're listening to Zach in the Nose with a Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, you can always text into the show, 56022. This is the Tropical Chevrolet Zach in the Nose Fantasy Football Show. The Nose off to the motherland. He's headed to Israel right now for a fantasy football summit. I know it sounds weird, but that's truth.
Football summit in Israel?
The fantasy football summit in Israel. Or that's what he told me, at least. Could that be a fib? Is it possible?
It's possible.
All right. Well, I mean, I bought it because he's a fantasy football nerd.
My question was, when you first told me that, I was like, oh, you know, he's going over the pilgrimage. But then I started picturing, how is the Nose going to watch the games from Israel?
Okay. Very good question, because he has downloaded like 32 different apps on his phone just in case.
An app for every team?
Right. Honestly, when I went over to Europe and there was, it was during the football season and the Dolphins were on. The Dolphins, I'll tell you exactly the time I was in Europe. The Dolphins were playing the LA Rams, and it was that game where they came back and won that
2016,
game.
2016, yes.
Now remember, I'm 7 hours forward. That's where I was. So this game was like a 4 o'clock start, I think, out of LA. Now, it's like 2 in the morning at the end of this game. I am on my app, and I paid for something in, like, euros or something on my phone. I think it cost me $77 to watch that game.
$77?
With charges and the app thing I had to buy and some European thing. I don't know what it was, but I think they won that game, right? If I'm correct.
It was worth it then. Yeah,
it was worth it because they did win that game.
Ryan Tannehill threw a touchdown pass to Devontae Parker in the last 2 minutes. Yes.
That's what it was. I was like, it was like 2 or 3 in the morning where I was, and literally I was on the bed in this hotel in Prague. That's where I was.
Oh my God.
In Prague, in the Czech Republic, and I was excited. And I couldn't go to sleep. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, so I go downstairs, get about a block to the left, and there's this bar that's open. And I went and I had a couple of the finest European beers. And I came home back to sleep.
Well,
so,
I got to question the Prague television service, because what else is on at 3 o'clock in the morning on Prague?
Nothing.
There's nothing. So why not put NFL football?
Right. I mean, they should at that point, but, you know, there was nothing on. I think I brought my Roku up there and watched, like, all kinds of, like, Netflix. I don't remember what it was. 56022 is to get in on the show. Like I said, Noah's not going to be with us tonight. I don't think he's going to be with us next week either, but he told me that we'll have all his notes and all that stuff for next week as well, so don't worry about that. I have the Noah's pick of the week that's coming up later on in the show. You just heard the other voice tonight. That is the Bomber. Danny Garcia is with us tonight, and he'll probably be with us next week as well. I believe we're on Thursday as well. Update you on that anyway. 56022, do you have any questions? I literally have all of his notes in front of me. It's really weird looking at someone else's notes when you're going over stuff. The guy who doesn't like me is still texting in. Thank you, buddy. I really appreciate that. Let's go PPR flex. Need one. Hollywood Brown, Jarvis Landry, Jamal Williams, or John Brown. Brown and Landry are almost out of his top 25 or 30 to start this week. Hollywood Brown's pretty high up there. And Jamal Williams, because of the Aaron Jones situation, he says to start Hollywood Brown there. So there you go. Start Hollywood Brown with that. Who do I start on my flex? Tyrell Williams, who's tonight. Joe Mixon, or it looks like Latavius Murray with Kamara back. We'll take Latavius out if Kamara is playing. Joe Mixon, not very high in his list at all. Tyrell Williams, actually, is the go tonight. Per the Nose, he would start Tyrell Williams, who I believe on this list is 15, excuse me, on the Nose's list for wide receivers this week. So I would go there. Another couple texts that come in, some wide receiver ones. Pick two to start: Julio Jones, Godwin, Adams, or Keenan Allen. God, that's a great That's a great problem to have, by the way, if that's the case. Godwin, looks like he's got Godwin higher than he does Julio. No, they're 5 and 6. So Julio and Godwin are definitely the two I would go with here. Davante Adams is the tricky one, right? Because if he's back and he's healthy, this is a guy that was probably one of the few first-round picks if you were in a 12-team league or early second-round wide receiver, because that's, you know, Aaron Rodgers obviously is his quarterback, and he's coming off a pretty good season, and he's kind of one of the – I think he was Nose's number one wide receiver coming into this year total overall. Keenan Allen's also not a bad start tonight. I just wouldn't – or the Nose just wouldn't go there. He still got him pretty high up there. You have all four guys in Nose's top 17. That's a good problem to have right there, but it looks like if you are doing that, you go Julio and Godwin. You just got to hope that Julio gets in the end zone. That's been his biggest problem over the last couple of years. Julio's going to get 12 catches in a game. He might even get you 140, 150 yards. It's just he's got to get into the end zone. That's his biggest problem. Godwin, at a certain point, I don't know if he still is. I'd have to go really deep into Nose's notes for that. I'd really have to pick the Nose for that one. Godwin at one point was the number one wide receiver fantasy-wise through like the first 5 or 6 weeks of the season. He had a couple huge games. So Julio and Godwin would be the two to go with there. 56022 is the text line. This is the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. We'll go over a whole bunch of your text messages tonight. You can text or tweet at us as well. You can text 56022. You can tweet at us or me at Zach Krantz, Z-A-C-H. You can also tweet at the Nose, by the way. He will have internet, I believe, on this long-ass flight that he's going to be on. So if you don't get your questions answered, which I'll try to get to all of them at this point, then yes, you will be fine with just tweeting at him, and he will give you the answer. Okay, wide receiver question here. Gallup or Boyd? According to the Nose's list, Gallup would be the start here, even though Oil Can is a great – I love Oil Can. He has good games here and there, but he's got Finley throwing him the ball now. You got to be careful when you start those – young guys, rookie guys, guys that are making their first or second start overall. Plus, it's Cincinnati. They're pretty bad. They're going to put up some decent points for you, I'm sure, during the season. And maybe even that Dolphin game coming up later on for the number one pick bowl. Gallup would be the start this week. Here's an interesting one. For quarterback, would you start Mahomes or Stafford? Now, listen, all the reports coming out of Kansas City is this guy's practicing fully. He's in full practice mode. They're obviously going to limit him a little bit, I guess, but it doesn't look like much. I don't know. I'm going to have to look real quickly to see what time that Detroit game starts. The Lions game's at 1. The Chiefs game's at 1. I'd wait till 11:30 to see if Mahomes is active. If Mahomes is active, he's hot. He's like third on the list for Nose right now. I'd go Mahomes. If something happens with Mahomes before that, it's not a bad backup plan to have Matt Stafford there as your guy. So that's good.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've always had a fantasy philosophy when it comes to situations like this. I would rather lose knowing that I played the guy that made the most sense than sit there and take a gamble. Because if Mahomes is healthy, you're playing Mahomes.
You can't sit Mahomes.
I don't care how good a game Matt Stafford had. You play Mahomes. You don't want to outthink yourself and then Matt Stafford come in and have that Matt Stafford game know he's going to have. And listen, then Mahomes goes off because you were trying to get cute.
Absolutely. And that's what happened last week too. Mahomes had one of those games where you're like, wow. I mean, Stafford had one of those games like, oh my God. Like, how do I not start Stafford the rest of the year? I'll tell you why you don't start Stafford the rest of the year. If you have Pat Mahomes on your team as well, that is a good there's a good explanation for you right there. So yes, I'd wait until I believe at 11:30 or 11:35 Sunday morning, you'll get the inactive list. If he's active, he's playing. And if he's playing, he's at full strength, because they're not going to throw him out there unless they think he's at full strength and you know the weapons in Kansas City. So I'd go in that route as well. 56022 is the text line. Another text came and picked two wide receivers, Jamison Crowder, Devontae Parker, Marvin Jones Jr. I could look at his list right away and say Marvin Jones is definitely one of those starts there. Devontae Parker is an interesting one, because Devontae Parker, I'm not even going to lie to you, on his list, is ahead of Marvin Jones. Devontae Parker, I know, right? And you just would never think this. And Jamison Crowder's an interesting one as well, because Jamison Crowder seems to be, at this point, Darnold's like number one guy. According to the Nose's list, if I have to pick two out of this for you, I'm sitting Crowder, I'm starting Devontae Parker and Marvin Jones Jr. Devontae Parker, out of those three you gave me, by the way, the number one guy, which is very, very interesting. 56022 is the text line to get in. A couple of questions here. We got another one here. It says Calvin Ridley or Mike Williams. According to the Nose list, you're going to start Mike Williams here. Calvin Ridley a little bit down on the list. They're very close to each other. I don't think that's a case of injury or not, but at that point you go Mike Williams. And you're obviously going to see him, tonight.
You know, tonight,
you're going to see him tonight. So, yeah, so you'll know by tomorrow morning if that was the wrong pick or not, which is always nice. And then you could just blame somebody tomorrow morning as well. Not us, because even though I'll be on the show tomorrow morning, you still can't blame me for that. What's up, Zach? Williams, Tate, or Ridley? That's funny because we just had Ridley or Williams there. Let me see where Golden Tate is on this list. By the way, and it looks like it's not going to – if Evan Ingram's out at tight end for the Giants – Golden Tate is the number one guy there. Like, he's the guy there. And I know that he's pretty high up on Nose's list as well. So if you got to start two of those, we're going to go with Tate and Williams. So Tate and Williams would be the two receivers to start there. 56022 is the text line if you want to get in. We can I like a lot of people standing up for me on the text message. You don't have to stand up for me. I appreciate you listening. Whether you like me or not, listen, you're going to be stuck with me for the next 30 minutes until the Panther game takes over and all that. But it is a fantasy football show. It's the Nose's picks. We're here. There's no Nose tonight. He's on the plane to Israel tonight. And we're just going to talk fantasy football. So whether you like me or not, really, you could just kind of pass that over and just say, let's just talk some fantasy football there anyway, and not to worry. All right, 56022, a couple more text messages coming in here before we get to the next break of the show. Looks like a quarterback question, by the way. I do like these. Jameis Winston or Jared Goff? Oof. Let's see where he's got everyone on this list here.
I'm going to go blind and say the Nose has Jameis.
He does. He has Jameis Winston over Goff. He looks like he's got Goff at 13. He's got Jameis at 5 this week. Listen, Jameis Winston's just one of those guys where if you start him, there's a chance he could throw over 350 yards and 4 touchdowns, or he might get 7 turnovers. Like, I know it's the ultimate, it's the easy answer. Oh, he's the boomer bust guy of the week. Well, I mean, he's the boomer bust guy of the week.
Every week.
Nose was very high on Jameis Winston before the season. This is going to be his breakout season. Plus, whenever you have a guy that literally is going into a contract year where he can make $100 million plus, you would think that he's going to show off a little bit. And he has got very hot and cold reviews in Tampa. I don't know if he's going to be the Tampa starting quarterback next year or on another team. That's another storyline and another whole radio show by itself. But the answer to your question would be Jameis Winston.
Well, you know, there's got to be a good reason the Tampa Bay general manager has a burner account defending Jameis Winston on a daily basis. So
right.
He's got to be doing that for a reason. So go famous Jameis.
That's it. That's where I would go there.
And go to Publix and get yourself some crab legs.
Yeah, at that point. Yeah, pay for them, though. Also.
Please.
Just pay for them first.
We like the people at Publix.
Right. Exactly. Very much so. We're shopping is a pleasure. Josh Allen or Derek Carr? Josh Allen is, let's see where he is on this list. We got Derek Carr actually ranked higher on the Nose's list than Josh Allen. Derek Carr playing tonight. Decent game tonight, by the way. Chargers and Raiders. That's an 8:20 kickoff for Thursday night football. So Josh Allen, Derek Carr, you're going to go with Derek Carr tonight. Pick two to start. No, that's the same question from before. Daniel Jones or Jared Goff? 5 points per pass touchdown. That's weird. Because in one of my leagues, we kept it at 6, and the other one it was at 4. 5 is an interesting number for a passing touchdown there. Daniel Jones or Jared Goff? So he's got Jared Goff at 13, and he's got Daniel Jones at 16. You're going to go with Jared Goff there. Jared Goff's got weapons all over the place, although Brandon Cooks, I believe, is out this week.
I think the Nose would agree that that's got to be kind of a coin flip because of how close they are
right
on that list.
No, and the only difference, I think, this week he's got Goff higher than Daniel Jones because the Evan Ingram factor.
Yeah,
Evan Ingram's out. Goff's lost Cooks, but he still has, you know, Cooper Kupp. He still has good Robert Woods, Everett at tight end. There's still some really good players there on that L.A. Rams team. Was able to buy low on Allen and Adams. Well, I mean, if you could, that was a great idea because you have a real – this is the same guy from before, I think, that had all those wide receivers. You have a hell of a wide receiver core. If you were playing me and you were able to start two or three of those guys and it was Keenan Allen, Devontae Adams, Godwin, and Julio, sir, I'd be scared this week playing you. Not even a joke, I would be scared this week playing you because that is rough. Okay, another quarterback question, Goff, Garoppolo, or Jones? Okay, so let me see where Garoppolo is on this list. They are all really right next to each other. Garoppolo, Goff, and Jones are within 3 spots of each other. He does have Garoppolo higher than both those other guys. The Kittle factor in there, the Emmanuel Sanders factor in there as well. So, yeah, you're going to go ahead and start Jimmy Garoppolo this week. Jimmy G, it's a really weird one. Because that San Francisco team, obviously still the only undefeated team in the NFL this year, not the offense. that is really doing it for San Francisco. It's that defense, which is really, really good. And they have an awesome game this week. The game of the week, Monday Night Football. I always rip Monday Night Football on the Joe Rose Show because they have really brutal matchups, including the Dolphins and the Steelers a couple weeks ago. And I think last week was the Cowboys and the Giants. Seahawks 49ers this week is the game of the week. Not even a question in my mind. If all these games were at 1 o'clock and I was only able to watch one, it would be Seahawks and 49ers.
I think that's the game everybody's been waiting for. You got the Niners haven't played the Seahawks yet this season, have they? No.
No, and Russell Wilson right now is playing lights out, MVP number one on everyone's list, with a couple other guys maybe closing behind him. But Russell Wilson is playing unbelievable this year far.
This is basically like a flashback to what was it, 2012, 2013,
Super Bowl year. Right.
When the Niners and the Seahawks were basically running the NFC West, and it was a defensive struggle, and Russell Wilson and Richard Sherman still on the field out there talking crap.
Right.
So, you know,
he just switched sides.
Seattle
to San Francisco at that point. 56022 is the text line. We'll get to some more of your texts right now as well. Let me refresh this a little bit at this point. Someone says, Zach, anybody that can put up with Hollywood is aces by me. Yeah, it's rough. Hollywood's a crazy person.
Oh,
I do love him.
Leave my man Hollywood.
No, he's a good guy. He's just a little bit of a crazy person. So, yeah, I can totally understand that at that point. Nerd, someone just texted in. Yes, correct. Fantasy nerds. That is me, and that'll forever be me. And the nose, and probably Garcia a little bit there also.
I'm a nerd of many breeds, sir.
Right, and that's, yeah, you are. You definitely are. If we get into that, that's another entire show by itself, although I am nerdy-like with you in a couple of those things. Let's take another break. We're going to get back. We're going to kind of wrap things up. This has been one of the fastest fantasy shows we've ever had. Here on
rapid fire.
So we'll do a little rapid fire in the last segment. We have the nose pick of the week coming up as well. So we'll get to that as well. This is the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show. If you want to get in, 56022 is the text machine. We'll get to all your texts. There is a ton left. I promise we're going to get to all these coming up in the next segment. Like I said, this is 560 The Joe, WQAM, Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show.
Welcome back to the Tropical Chevrolet Fantasy Football Show with Zach in the Nose on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, The Joe, WQAM.
All right, this is the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Show. Nose off to the motherland. He's heading to Israel for a fantasy football summit, or so he told me. Bomber doesn't believe him totally. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for now. So he's on the way there now. So he gave me all his notes, all the stuff. I have everything, including the nose pick of the week, which is coming up in a few minutes here on the show. Panthers hockey is on after us. So at 7 o'clock tonight, that is what you'll hear. We do have Thursday night football tonight, 8:20 kickoff. The Chargers are at the Raiders tonight. So there's some fantasy football kind of news and notes for that tonight. By the way, I'm just reading on the Wire. And when I say Wire, it's the new name for the Twitter. Amari Cooper expected to play. I know there's a little bit of kind of news about him that he might not play this week, but it does look like he'll be playing if he is on one of your fantasy teams this week. There you go. A little bit of good news for you as well. Let me get some more text messages here before we get to the nose pick of the week. 56022 is the text machine. This is a long one, but I'm going to answer it. I've drafted Hunter Henry and Darren Waller. Pretty good draft there. And when Henry was hurt and Waller was on a bye week, I picked up Austin Hooper. Another great pickup for you off waivers. I've kept all three sets, but I got to drop one for a wide receiver now. Who should I drop out of those tight ends? That's part one of the question.
You should be able to deal one of those tight ends, right?
Right. I would just assume so. Now, you're probably very close or at the trade deadline. A lot of the leagues at this point. Hunter Henry, I believe at this point, is number two on the list this week. And Hooper and Waller are four and five. You literally have three of the top tight ends, at least for this week. He's got Waller as the last one. That's scary to drop Waller because I love Waller. He's really, really good. But I guess according to the nose list, if I'm going for that, you're going to drop Waller there. And it says to remaining wide receivers in my league off waivers would be Sanu, Marquez Brown, Jakeem Grant, or Devontae Parker. Well, if we're doing that also, I'm going back to the nose list, and it might be a surprising one for you, but Devontae Parker looks like he's the highest on that list for you left. That's crazy.
I'm sorry. I can't advocate in any way dropping Darren Waller or Hunter Henry.
For Devontae Parker. I know.
I can't.
It's a scary
I just can't
one.
Do that. You should be able to. I don't know what kind of league this guy is in.
Yeah.
But you should be able to go out and deal one of those tight ends.
So that's the caveat in this. Before you pick up one of those wide receivers now, why don't you see if you could deal a Waller or any of those guys for a kind of second flight wide receiver? You might be able to pick up someone better than Devontae Parker in that case. Now, if you have to, and it's, you know, kind of, you know, you got to do it because you got to get it done before, sooner rather than later. According to the nose list, which he would probably be, you know, pissy at me for even saying this, Waller would be the one to drop, according to his list. But I wouldn't drop him. I would go trade first, and I would wait until literally the seconds before the trade deadline was over to get to that before you did anything there.
Not a great plan.
Right, exactly. I'm going to let Joe and Hollywood know that you killed it so far with the no-show. I appreciate that. You know, we try to do our best here on the show. Golden Tate or OBJ PPR? Now, according to the nose list, Golden Tate's right up there. And you know, in the top 15 of that list, OBJ is not. I have a hard time telling you not to start OBJ because he has just got, talk about boom or bust. This is a guy that could get you 200 yards in the game. He just can. I mean, Golden Tate, I guess, can as well. But if we're going by the nose list, you're going to start Golden Tate over OBJ this week as well. It's crazy. That's the last two have been hard, man. You're really putting me on the spot here, even with the list that nose has given me. John Brown, Ronald Jones, or DJ Moore at flex. I look at that and I look at the nose list, and it looks like you're going to start Jones there. Jones was named starter, the starting running back in Tampa Bay. John Brown is a little bit down the list for the nose. Looks like about 15 or 16 there. And it looks like Jones is in the top 12 at running back on the nose list. So I'm going to do that. DJ Moore would be the one out in that. I would start Jones, then Brown, then Moore in that order. Todd Gurley or Tyler Lockett, no PPR at flex. Okay, Gurley on the nose list is 21, Lockett 9. Lockett has been on fire the last couple weeks. I'm going Lockett there. It's no PPR at flex. I mean, that maybe hurts it a little bit, but according to the nose list, I would go Lockett there. Not even a question. Ronald Jones or Mike Williams in the flex. You're going Jones over Williams there, according to the nose. So that's the quick answer for that one there. 56022 is the text machine. If you want to get in before a couple more minutes, we got the nose pick of the week coming up in just minutes here. Before it's all there, it says someone texted in, numbers don't lie, people. Numbers don't lie, people do. Yes, you're probably right. And if that's a shot at one of us, then yeah. If we're just going by numbers, then I'm just going by a list here. So there you go. Flex, Gordon in Seattle or Kirk in Arizona. I don't know what the plan is with Gordon in Seattle. I have no idea how much playing time he's going to get, whether he's even involved in the game plan at this point, or if he's just going to be a guy that kind of just comes in and does whatever. Kirk's pretty far down the list as well, but I don't even see in the top 48, I believe, or 50 that he's got here, Josh Gordon's name, so you're going to go with Kirk in Arizona for that one, just to be safe. 56022 is the text machine. If you want to get in here, Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. The Nose not here tonight. He is on the way to Israel. Big fantasy football week. I don't know how he's going to watch football in Israel. So I'm sure, obviously, there's a way. He's not going to some, you know, foreign land that doesn't have technology. So I'm assuming that's going to be fine. If you're on a bye week, or if you want to know who's on the bye week this week, you haven't really looked yet. Broncos, Texans, Jags, Patriots, Eagles, Redskins. It's a lot of teams on bye. We usually have four, sometimes two. We got six this week on bye. So just be prepared to pick some guys up off the waiver wire or see what the deal is going to be with your guys and who you got on your bench. Just make sure that you figure it out. If you don't get your answers, your questions answered tonight by me through the text machine, you could always tweet at the nose, at Spencer Nose, N-O-S-E, would be how to get to him there. 56022, a couple more text messages before we get to the nose pick of the week. This one comes in, says Golden Tate or Allen Robinson. That's a good one. Allen Robinson just got a ton of, you know, potential this year of what to really do with him. It looks like he's got Allen Robinson a couple slots ahead of Golden Tate. So you're going to go with Allen Robinson, although look who's throwing him the ball. Mitchell Trubisky. I guess it's Danny Dimes or Mitchell Trubisky, and you're going to take the worst of two evils, and you'll just go with that. So, yeah, I would go there with that one. 56022, Latavius Murray or Jalen Samuels for PPR. Jalen Samuels, I think, caught 14 balls last week. If you're in a PPR league, even if he had 14 catches for 14 yards, that's a pretty good week right there. Jalen Samuels would definitely be the one to go there. The guy with the tight ends texted back in, no one in my league trades. I tried to trade Waller for Tyrell Williams. The guy didn't even respond. I hate to drop one too, but what I'm looking for is a guy least likely to make the most points given the rest of the season schedule. That is something I have to look into a little bit more. That's a great question and a tough situation you're in there. So I do feel bad. So there you go. He's anticipating one of my tight ends getting injured and make the decision for me. No one's gotten injured yet. Yeah, sometimes the injury does do it for you. You're right. But yeah, that's a stinky one to be in. It's a great problem to have and a stinky problem to have too, because you're going to have to drop a guy and see what happens there. So I don't even know. 5-6-0-2-2. We got a couple minutes left, about 2 or 3 minutes left here in the show. Panthers hockey comes up after us tonight. The Heat are on our sister station 790 tonight as well. A lot of local sports in here, and Thursday night football 8:20 kickoff tonight between the Chargers and the Raiders. Perfect text that comes in, because I'm going to get to the nose pick of the week in just a second here. So we'll end up with a couple more here. Another one says Murray, Samuels, Damian Williams, PPR. Murray take out of that situation. Let me see where he's got Samuels and Damian Williams kind of next to each other or not here. Oh, you're going to go with Jalen Samuels. You're going to go with Samuels there. So Samuels over Damian Williams, and Murray, even in a PPR, like I said, 14 catches, I believe, last week for Jalen Samuels. Marlon Mack or Todd Gurley. Thanks. Great show. Appreciate you listening. You're going to go with Marlon Mack there. Gurley down the list on Nose's list this week. Gurley was a number one overall for so long. I mean, that is just unbelievable. All right, let's get to the Nose Pick of the Week. The award-winning segment here, but the award winner is not here this week. The Nose, he is in Israel or flying to Israel at this point as well. The Nose Pick of the Week is a running back this week. It's a running back that is playing a team that's very near and dear to my heart this week. It's a running back playing for a team that had a 1 o'clock start and now has moved to a 4 o'clock start this week. It's a running back on a team that is playing a team near and dear to my heart that had a 1 o'clock game, flexed to 4 o'clock game, that Joe Rose is going to call the game for this week on our flagship station, 560 The Joe, WQAM. Those are all my hints for you. Any guesses on who the Nose Pick of the Week is?
I'm going to guess it has something to do with a word in Vanilla Ice's second big hit, Roll Up the Hootie Mac.
Right. That is it. Very well done by you. I had no idea where you were going on that one. Marlon Mack for the Indianapolis Colts, the Nose Pick of the Week this week. And yes, of course, a lot has to do with the fact that you are playing the Miami Dolphins, but he's got him as a top five running back this week, and you have your usuals in front of him: Ezekiel, Cook, Kamara, if when healthy, and he is healthy, McCaffrey, obviously at that point too. But Marlon Mack, the Nose Pick of the Week for Week 10 of the NFL season. Appreciate you listening for the hour. Next week, we're back to 2 hours, so we'll get to all your text messages again. All the haters on the text line, thank you for hating. All the lovers on the text line, you know when I let you send the love in as well. We really appreciate you listening. Good luck this week in fantasy football. To all you score lots of points, I hope you get that W. Unless, of course, you're playing me. Peace out.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.